All right, welcome. This podcast is about the economic implications of this new variant, so-called variant, that they're pushing with mass media hysteria. And sorry about the background noise. I'm on the road riding in a pickup truck, so you might hear some of that. But this is exactly what the globalists have been waiting for, is a cover story for the financial reset that they've been planning to pull off all along. They want a way to collapse the global debt pyramid, the Ponzi scheme, which is fiat currencies and money printing, but they can't take the blame for it. So they need a cover story, something that will devastate the world economy, and like a narrative that they can say to the people, oh, it wasn't our fault. So this is it. Recall that in 2020, when COVID was first, announced, and I'm not going to get into all the history of how they faked so many things, and they faked, or I should say they fabricated, they engineered the deaths in New York City. They weren't fake deaths, but the circumstances surrounding COVID's origin were all, of course, engineered and filled with lies and deceptions and so on. But as soon as they had some deaths, they were able to lock everything down, and they were able to push their narrative of saying, well, gosh, no one can go to work. Because it's so dangerous, even though it wasn't very dangerous, and it was killing hardly anyone. If this is a legit virus, and by the way, it's never been isolated by anyone, so we don't even know if this thing is as they say it is. It might be just some cocktail of common flu viruses and things like that, like Dr. Judy Mikovits talks about. But very few people were dying from it, except those who were being killed by the ventilators and killed by remdesivir and so on. So yeah, people were dying in the hospitals, but they were dying from other things. And then they were called COVID deaths. Well, with this new variant, they can do the same thing. They can just start murdering people in the hospitals at an even greater rate. They can say it's all new variant deaths, and then they can lock down the world economy even worse than what they did in 2020. They can lock down the food manufacturing, the truck drivers, the logistics. Anyone crossing state lines might be subject to vaccine mandates. They can lock down the airlines. They can lock down, retail establishments, banks, everything. And of course, hospitals, which are already suffering under staff shortages because of the vaccine mandates and many nurses walking off and saying, hey, you're not going to vaccinate me because we've seen the damage that these things cause. We've seen how dangerous they are. We're not going to consent to this. In New York City, I believe, one emergency room was just closed down because they just don't have any staff. So they can do this lockdown now under this new variant excuse, and they can take it all the way. They can crater the dollar. They can crash the fiat currencies. They can crash the economies. They can seize control through the global reset mechanism, which is to crush all currencies and then launch a new global digital wallet that's controlled by, of course, the same globalists who are running this depopulation plandemic. So this looks like they're playing the final card here. That's what it looks like. We can't be entirely sure. Maybe they still have a smallpox virus to release, or maybe they have World War III to start with China, maybe early next year. Maybe they still have a cyber attack to unleash, or a false flag cyber attack, an EMP weapon. Who knows? But it looks like they're in the last desperate chapter of whatever they're going to do. So this new variant, NU, as it's spelled, new, this new variant seems to be playing a key role in this final chapter maneuvering by the globalists who are at war with humanity. As a result, in terms of practical things that you and I have to remember, we could face supply shortages now and food shortages that we thought were over, or we had maybe hoped were over. Things could get a lot worse from here if the media keeps pushing this hysteria, and if the governors and mayors and everybody goes along with this, and if the small businesses go along with it and agree to shut down, then our society could be destroyed, because if nobody works, then nothing gets done and everything crumbles. So right now, fear is our worst enemy. Fear is actually our only enemy at the moment. Well, I guess you could say the media pushing fear. They are the enemy of the people. That's true. But the real root of this is fear. if you fall for the fear, we lose everything. If you stay home and lock down and just live your life in total fear and sign up for more vaccine spike protein bioweapons injections, then they've got you. And they're going to kill you. They, the globalists, that's their goal. But if you reject the fear and just say, no more, we're not going to fall for this. We're going to continue to keep our businesses open, keep our churches open. We're going to tell the truth. We're going to challenge the fake narrative. We're going to show that natural immunity works. People who have natural immunity are safe and sound. And hey, if they're going to lock down anybody, they should exempt the naturally immune who should be able to go back to work in the military as police officers, firefighters, nurses, everything, because they have full-blown natural immunity. They're immune to every variant. But those are the ones that were fired, as you recall, in order to create these problems. So what we're looking at now, from here forward, if they push this aggressively, it's going to be more lockdowns of first responders, more riots, and you're going to have food riots in 2022. Food riots are coming, massive inflation is coming, but shortages, the engineered scarcity is coming. That reminds me, I need to get back to working on my lasers for the lids for the hydroponic system, because I don't have enough lids myself. So I'm cutting lids out with lasers using a CNC laser system, and I'm not done with that yet. So even I'm in the same boat as you in many ways. Like, I'm not as well ahead as I need to be on my own food production. I'm trying to grow a massive amount of food, vegetables, peppers, tomatoes. I've already got a bunch of strawberries growing. I've got 20 strawberry plants in hydroponic systems, and they're producing strawberries right now. That has me super excited. No, really. I am, yeah, like crazy, nerdly excited over hydroponic strawberries, because now I know I can grow vitamin C and other nutrients, right, and food sources and so on. And I'm growing Swiss chard, and I'm growing kale. I'm growing all kinds of lettuces, and I'm growing different kinds of herbs and things like that. Yeah, but my goal is to expand that. My point is, we've got to be ready for severe shortages, more lockdowns, more government tyranny, more forced vaccines. And ultimately where this goes is, of course, military-run, door-to-door, gunpoint vaccinations, medical kidnapping, taking people into COVID death camps. This, what I just described right there, this has already begun in Australia, and they're targeting the indigenous people. They're going after the Aborigines with the military right now. And if you disagree, if you don't go along with their demands, they drag you away from your family and they take you to a COVID death camp, which in Australia they officially call a COVID quarantine center or something. They make it sound like it's not a death camp. It's a death camp, folks. And they're going to do this in America. They're just waiting for the right excuse. And it looks like this new variant is the excuse that they've been waiting for. So they needed a reason. They want to run gun confiscation. They want to have medical kidnappings. They want to do mass genocide in the death camps. This is a Holocaust. And that's, you know, the people they kill in the death camps, that's only a small part of the body count. Because, of course, they're also killing people with the vaccines themselves. People will be dying over the next decade from the cancers and the autoimmune disorders and so on. And have you seen all the stillbirths happening now? So many of these women who got vaccinated and are going to the hospital to give birth, and it's a stillbirth. And it's blowing the numbers away in these birthing centers and hospitals. They've never seen so many dead babies. And it's all due to the vaccine, of course. And then the babies that are born alive, many of them are being born with heart deformities, which is not surprising since they've been circulating the spike protein, which is a biological weapon that attacks vascular cells. So folks, this, from here forward, it only gets worse, because it looks like the powers that be are doubling down on their genocide, on their narrative, on their bioweapons. And remember, in previous podcasts, I talked about how Fauci has his freezers, the infamous Fauci freezers, full of other bioweapons, thousands of different ones. This is all documented. They've developed them using NIH money. Fauci is an anti-human demon creature, you know, master criminal, at war with the human race. He's been in medicine 40 or 50 years. I think 50 years. He's been positioning himself for this moment so that he can unleash this biological weapon warfare attack on humanity. And now he's going all out with it. And by the way, get the new book from Robert F. Kennedy Jr., The Real Anthony Fauci. That's the name of the book. It's a freaking bombshell. I was just flipping through that. You know how many thousand citations are in that book? It's this thing. I got the audio book as well as the physical book. The audio book is 25 hours. And I've only started the audio book, but man, this thing is documented like you've never seen in any book about any pandemic. There's nothing like this. You got to check out this book. But this is the big plan. It's rather obvious at this point. And they're going to shut down the entire world if they can get away with it, and then really initiate this last chapter of global depopulation. This is their goal. So far, no one's stopping them. But this is our moment as humanity. This is why we must stand up and peacefully resist this and stop this. It's time for every world citizen to stand up and to say no to the tyranny, to the lockdowns, to the masks, to the vaccines, to say absolutely no, we will no longer comply. And as this MP in Australia said, he said, it's time for the Australian people to stand up and violate the law, to break the law and say no to this tyranny. If you don't, they're going to come for you and kill you, whether you're vaccinated or not. Understand, the vaccines are just one way to make sure people die, but when the globalists are in a hurry, they'll just go door to door and round people up, whether they're vaccinated or not, and they'll execute them in the death camps. And again, that has already begun in Australia, and it's going to spread. It's going to happen in New Zealand. It's going to happen in Canada, in the United States. It's going to happen in European countries. It's probably happening in Lithuania right now. It's probably happening in Austria right now. In Germany, they're going to bring back, you know, the Holocaust. It's just going to be a vaccine Holocaust or a COVID Holocaust. They're gearing up for it right now. They're already in the show me your papers phase in Austria and in Germany, wandering around demanding show me your papers. The new Nazism is here. And the weapon against humanity is no longer Zyklon B in a gas chamber. It's a spike protein bioweapon in a needle. And the narrative is just new variants. That's it. Just another variant, another variant. They're going to keep pounding that until they control everybody and everything. And the time to peacefully say no to this, to stand up, to stand your ground, and to dismantle this criminal genocidal system of total destruction and enslavement, the time to stand up against that is right now on a global basis everywhere around the world. You either stand up or you die. As I've said before, if you comply, you die. So at this point, humanity has nothing left to lose. You might as well stand up and put your life on the line, because we're all going to die anyway if we don't shut this thing down. It is a global depopulation campaign. And they have just taken it to the next level. And there will be an economic collapse that they're fomenting because of this. And that means that if you're holding stocks or bonds or dollars or any other fiat currency, you're going to lose big time. The only people who aren't going to lose are the people who are holding gold and silver and land and things like that we've talked about before, things that hold real value. You could lose a lot in crypto. You could lose everything in the dollar. You could lose big time in stocks. Now, before that day comes, it's going to look like stocks are going up forever because the Fed keeps printing money. But we're already at 25% inflation right now based on real world costs of food, fuel, vehicles, housing, the things that people need. 25% inflation. So if you're not gaining 25% in the stock market, you're losing. You know that, right? You're losing compared to inflation. You're falling behind. So being in the stock market makes no sense right now. You think you're gaining? Oh, because you made 15% in a year or 20%? That's not, you lost. Inflation is 25%. So what are the things that are going to keep up with inflation? Well, gold and silver and land and ammunition and firearms. That's what's going to keep up with inflation, folks. Or even beat it. I mean, gold's going to skyrocket, I believe, at some point here. I think gold at $10,000 an ounce isn't that far away. Then again, Bitcoin might also be $1 million a coin as the dollar collapse accelerates because the dollar is becoming worthless. So I don't know what's going to happen to all the crypto. Wish I did. Wish I had a crystal ball on that. But I do know what's going to happen with gold. Gold is going to hold value as the dollar loses value, which means gold is going to get more valuable compared to the dollar. And the same thing is true with silver as well. Silver is going to hold its value, which means it'll be expressed as being worth more and more dollars over time. So once again, we're back into the economic lockdown scenario. The nightmare has returned. The dark winter is here, as we've been warning about. And yeah, you're going to have riots this time. You're going to have food riots. You're going to have people losing their minds. You're going to have mental health issues, suicides off the charts. I mean, you're already starting to see society. It's breaking down. It's cracking apart, right? I mean, look at the massacre at the Waukesha parade recently by that left-wing black supremacist guy who just hates white people and wants to run over them, and that's what he did. And the media covers it up. The media literally covers it up and says, no, it was a parade crash. That's all it was. Unreal. So these are the end times. This is the dark winter. This is the time to get ready. And I know we're all exhausted. I know that. I feel it too. I wish we could just go back to life before 2019. But they're dragging us through this, so we can only move forward. And it's going to be exhausting. They're going to make it more difficult for us with each passing day. So get ready. Double down on your faith in God. Double down on your preparedness. Get yourself psychologically ready for what's coming. Understand, too, that a lot of your vaccinated friends and family members are going to get infected and die from the new variant, if it turns out to be real, because they have very little remaining immunity. Their immune systems have been shot by the vaccines. So you're going to see mass death over the next 6 months or so if this variant turns out to be anything real. And at this point, I'm not sure yet. Maybe they're just making it up. Or maybe they actually released something from Fauci's freezer and they just called it a variant. I'm not sure. We'll have to wait and see what happens in terms of actual deaths. But these globalists are willing to do anything. So I'm very concerned that they've played the Fauci 2.0 bioweapon card here. And they may realize that if they don't move now, that the world is awakening so quickly to defeat the globalists, that those globalists have to move now or they will lose their chance forever. This is their last desperate ploy. And that's what you're witnessing. All right, so stay informed. Be ready for anything. I'll have more updates for you at Brighteon.com. My channel is HR Report. And be sure to check out other people's videos on Brighteon as well. There's a lot of really good ones. There are great channels. You can also follow me on Brighteon.social, which is the social media replacement for Facebook and Twitter. Brighteon.social. And then finally, naturalnews.com is a website where I'm publishing stories. Thank you for listening. God bless you. God bless America. Get ready and get prepared.